get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
The groundbreaking experience that Almighty God has prepared for you in today's teaching, in the name of Jesus, may you not miss it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of Ecclesiastes, verse 7 to verse 8, that we read earlier, we reason out the following points. We do what? We reason out the following point. The first one is preparation. Tell someone, be prepared. Tell someone, be prepared. Preparation. There is a way you prepared for an assignment that the pain you went through is not considered and swallowed up before the job begins. There is a way you will prepare for an assignment that the pain you went through is not considered. In fact, it is swallowed up before even the job begins. When you are totally lost into course, shattered before you, you will have testimony without tears. That shall be your testimony in Jesus' name. That scripture says, before she travailed, she brought forth. That is not earthly normal routine. That is not what? Earthly normal routine. I think I can relate that very well. Because I have seen where someone wants to give birth. And if you see how the person is shouting, and guess what? The nurses were like, yeah, it's normal. And it's even because the baby is not so close. If the baby is so close, that crying, shouting will be doubled up. Or like, eh? Someone is crying like this. Someone is banging herself on it like this. And you said it's just like starting stage. I'm like, ah! So, but Bible says, before she traveled, she what? She brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She was delivered of a man-child. For everyone who had been struggling, had been laboring, or has been in pain of giving birth, I pray the God of Isaiah 66, verse 7 to verse 8, will step in your case. In the mighty name of Jesus. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled. God is not a man that should lie. If his word have said before she travailed, she bring forth. That same God will step into your case right now in Jesus' name. Preparation. When you are totally lost into God's cause before you, you will have testimony without tears. That could only be in heaven. Before she traveled, she brought forth. That is no earthly routine. That could only be in heaven. That's why by the word of God, you can impart the life of heaven into your earthly life. Please, have the word of God. Get the word of God. Walk with the word of God. Eat the word of God. Do everything by the word of God. It is only through the word of God you can impart heavenly life into your earthly life. Destiny, divinity, can swallow up mortality by the word of God. Divinity can swallow up mortality by the word of God. Prepare for anything. I mean, any assignment by the word. Anything you are embarking upon. Get the word first too. Do what? I can remember very well. God's servant told us that when he was praying unto God, seeking the face of God, and he was studying that materials, and Almighty God told him, take your job to Zion. Take your job to Zion. And God gave him the word. The child of the firstborn, heavenly Jerusalem. If he had not gotten the word, I believe he might have quit. But the word kept on strengthening him. Please get the word, oh. Before you embark on any assignment, get the word, oh. Before you start your project, get the word of God, oh. Before you start that business, please get the word, oh. That way is the only way you can import the heavenly life into your earthly life. The book of Luke chapter 1, verse 37 says, "For with God nothing shall be impossible. Prepare for childbearing by the word. Go on business trip by the word. Reason by the word." Bible says in the book of Psalm 1, verse 23, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruits in the season. His leaf also shall be with him, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Hallelujah. Your rest and fruitfulness in all your endeavor is in the word. Your rest and fruitfulness in all your endeavors is where? In the word, oh, in the word of God. That is where your rest is. As I was praying that day, and I heard it, something will happen. You know, it was not that it was immediately something happened. Not immediately. The pastor was still like, you know, we are dating in one day. And he rang the bell. And that was when the students, they are already enjoying the practical. You know, when you've given them theory, you've touched them, you touched them, and the Spirit of God has already moved, and they are ready to walk. Now, you now go for practical. They are on system like this and start working. And just some few minutes into the practical, you're like, we have service today. I was like, "Father, you are not a man that you lied. You said something will happen. Have your way. I was not, no, if it was not that God that have given the word, I would be like, "How will I do this, Father? Help me, Father." But I was like, I reminded him his word. "Father, you said something will happen. You said something will happen. Have your way." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Preparation is so important. Prepare by the word. Get the word first. Now, the second thing we can see there is pray. Do what? Pray. Many had left real prayers to fund prayer. Look at this record-breaking experience in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 18, verse 41 to verse 45. 2 Kings, look at this round record-breaking that the scripture made known to us. Bible says, hallelujah, the scripture made known to us. "Now, when there was a famine in that land, Almighty God stepped in, and Elijah said unto Ahab, 'Get thee up, eat and drink, and there is a sound of abundance of rain.' So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, 'Go up now, look toward the sea.' And he went up and looked and said, 'There is nothing.' And he said, 'Go again,' 7 times. And it came to pass, at the seventh time, I pray in the name of Jesus, that prayer request, that petition of yours, you have been bringing before God for days, for years, for months, in the name of Jesus, they are turning to you for testimony right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, they are turning to you for testimony right now. In the mighty name of Jesus." At the seventh time, at the seventh time. And it came to pass that at the seventh time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of heaven like a man's hand, and said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariots and go thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black. I pray in the name of Jesus, divine manifestation that will turn your years of tears to joy for you. Right now, receive it in Jesus' name. There was a dark cloud and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, your groundbreaking testimony is delivered unto you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, over your health, you will enjoy groundbreaking testimony. Over your family, you will enjoy groundbreaking testimony. Over the work of your hand, you will enjoy groundbreaking testimony. Over your career, you will enjoy groundbreaking testimony. Over your ministry, you will enjoy groundbreaking testimony. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So you can command a thing and it come to pass the same hour by the word as Elijah commanded rain. Standing on the efficacy of the revealed truth causes answered prayer at all costs. Standing on the efficacy of the revealed truth causes answered prayers at all costs. The word never failed when you pray it with faith and confidence in God. The word never fails when you pray it with faith and confidence in the word of God. Like I said in that testimony, I knelt down at the front where the board was. I knelt down and said, Father, I believed you sent us to this place. And I believe you can see how your children are being challenged. And you can see how the training is going. Father, you have said this in your word. You said this in your word. You said this in your word. You said this in your word. God of Zion, have your way. God of Zion, have your way. Guess what? He stepped in, because I prayed the word of God in faith and in confidence in God himself. If I had called God's servant, I know, sir, this is what happened today again. I may not get that confidence, that boldness, like that I received from God. So let your confidence be in God, not man. Let your faith be in who? No, I remember God's servant telling us last month that no God for yourself. No God for yourself. Because the God of the ministry is limited. It's as far as you can know that ministry. But if you know God for yourself, you can stand tall on that God. Command in that God. Declare in that God. Hallelujah.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
God said to Moses in the book of Exodus 14, verse 4, verse 17, saying, and thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do sign. And that rod was further explained in the book of Isaiah 11, verse 1, saying, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And that rod is Jesus Christ. And the scripture told us in the book of Revelation, verse 11 to verse 13, paraphrased here, saying, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in the blood, and his name is called the Word of God. That same Jesus Christ is the Word of God. And the book of John, chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 5, told us that in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. So the Bible is the physical Jesus in your hand. The Bible. All power belongs to Him. The Bible is Jesus in your hands. Engage Him in battle. And use the Word to generate record-breaking results. The Bible is what? Is Jesus in your hand, though? The Bible is the physical Jesus because it's the Word of God. Scripture proof of record-breaking results by the Word. Record-breaking results by the Word. Scripture proofs. Number one, the creation. Everything happened the same day. God commanded them. Even man was a product of one day. Even man. You can study the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to verse 13, verse 31. Also study the book of Genesis chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 25. Even man is a product of one day. 24-hour miracles happens by the Word. One of it is found in that book of 2 Kings, chapter 17, from verse 1 to 20. Check 2 Kings, chapter 7. 24-hour miracles is found in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 7, from verse 1 to verse 20. You will see there how Elisha, hey, man of God, Elisha, look at 2 Kings chapter 7. Then Elisha said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." And you may ask, does it come to pass like that? It does. In case you don't believe, read that book of that same 2 Kings chapter 7. Bible says, and it came to pass, in verse 18, and it came to pass as the man of God, as the man of God has spoken in verse 1, saying, as the man of God has said, and it came to pass, as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley of shekel and 1 measure of fine flour for a shekel shall be tomorrow about this time in the gate. Now, hear the most, let me call it the most, challenging part of it. There was someone who did not believe the word. There was a doubter. Oh my God. You know, now go to verse 2 of that chapter 7 of 2 Kings. Bible says, then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord will make window in heaven. If the Lord will make window in heaven, might this thing be? Now hear the response of the prophet of God. And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. Now see what happened to him. The word of God is powerful. Bible says, the word is settled in heaven, what? it is settled. Now go back to verse 19 of that same book of 2 Kings chapter 7. Verse, they say that, and the Lord answered the man of God. Say, and the Lord answered the man of God and said, now behold, if the Lord should make heaven, yea, it will. If the Lord should make heaven, window in heaven, might such thing be? Now, in verse 19, though, and he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. Now, verse 20, and so it fell out unto him. That what? For the people do what? Trod upon him in the gate. And he what? He died. Now, the man of God, I've said already that you will see it and you will not eat it. But you know that because he's one of the executives. There is no how he will not eat from it. But God has to orchestrate it. What? They trod upon him in that. Please, let your faith come alive. Almighty God has said there is a record-breaking result coming your way. Believe. God has said there is a record-breaking result coming your way. Do what? Believe. I pray in the name of Jesus, your faith comes alive right now in the name of Jesus. Peter denied Jesus thrice the same day he has said to him. Peter denied Jesus thrice. Now, all of the miracles of Jesus were instantaneous. Matthew 8, verse 139. They were same-day miracle. You can read the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to confirm. About 3,000 souls turned to the Lord when Peter preached. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 37 to verse 41, David brought down Goliath and cut off his head as he had said in few moments. David brought down Goliath and cut off his head as he had said in few moments. You know, in that book of 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 45, you will see it. Even in the book of 1 Samuel, it was there. Chapter 17. 1 Samuel chapter 17. From that verse 45, you will see it. How David declared, I will give your head. I will do this. I will do that. And it came to pass. So you can read that book of 1 Samuel 17. You will see it there. Gideon blew a trumpet, and the whole city, Abiezer, gathered to him. In the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 34. The right approach to record-breaking results. From now, you can turn your major challenges to a project that must be accomplished. Make use of the word for outstanding success. You can get results at your desired timing. The earth can bring forth in one day if you can plant the word of God, the word. A nation can be born at once if the word will be allowed. If the word will be allowed. If the word of God will be allowed. A nation can be born at once. Peter preached one message and about 3,000 people got saved at once. Yes, a nation was born. A nation is bound to continue. For as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth a set of people. Hallelujah. A nation was born in a day. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 37 to verse 42. Until Christians of every nations of the earth rise against insurgency, national crisis is bound to continue. Until Christians of every nations rise against insurgency, when until Christians rise against national crisis, then crisis is bound to continue. For as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth a set of people under one faith can cause a change in their province, in their country. Be blessed. I want us to lift up our voice and pray unto God. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, help my faith, O Lord. Help me to believe in your word. Help me to live by your word. Open what I'm praying unto God louder. In the name of Jesus. Everlasting Father, King of Right, I pray unto you. Ancient of days, help me, O Lord. Help me, Father. Help me, Savior. Help me, Jesus, to live my life by your word. Let my faith in you come alive, O Lord. Let my faith in you come alive, Father. Let my faith in you come alive, Savior, to believe your word. Help me, Father.
Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.